the Business on RTE Radio 1 with AIB. You see it, we help you do it. AIB, for the life you're after.
Now, spare a thought for all of the Leaving Cert students cramming away on this bank holiday weekend. Our next guests have exams at the core of their daily lives, with a business that oversees 4 million exams every year. Luella Morton and Sheena Bailey of TestReach. You're both very welcome to the show this morning. Luella, first of all, TestReach, what is it that you do?
Great question. So firstly, thanks. It's lovely to be here this morning. So TestReach is an end-to-end exam management system. And so you can do authoring of exams, marking, rollout of exams, results and everything. But I guess the bit that everyone's always interested in is the remote invigilation piece. Now, what that means is that our supervisors will monitor you as you take your exam, but you're taking your exam in your own home.
So are all of the exams, that those 4 million exams a year, are they all done remotely online, or most of them or some of them?
No, they wouldn't all be done remotely. So we can run in test centres as well. So some of our customers would have 500 or 600 test centres.
Yeah, what kind of customers are they? What sorts of organisations?
So a lot of them are UK associations and professional bodies. So the likes of ACCA, the likes of the Chartered Institute of Procurement and Supply. Then we would also, we run the British Council's global flagship English language test called APTUS. So although it wouldn't be very well known here because we all speak English, when you look in non-native English speaking countries, there would be a lot of rigour around, you know, you can't graduate from university, for example, I think it's in Malaysia, unless you have APTUS at a certain level, which proves your English proficiency. So we would run a lot of those tests.
So Sheena, the idea of online or remote tests, I'd imagine, is relatively new in terms of the technology. But what you guys have done, it's quite advanced, isn't it?
Yeah, so there's a huge amount. So I guess back when we were looking at setting up the business in 2012, there were things like Skype were only just beginning, and people were beginning to explore with that communication protocol across the web. So we really kind of started the business on the back of that new technology that was coming. And of course, now it's commonplace and you can do pretty much every business transaction online. And it's what people want. So candidates love not having to travel, take a day off work and have to go, you know, to the RDS or wherever it might be. So it's a huge advantage for them.
And you can have people in different countries. You can have people in very, very many different locations doing the one exam. But online invigilation, how do you make sure people aren't cheating?
Yeah, because you do get skeptics a lot where people kind of say, oh, yes, I could definitely cheat. But I think it's not until you actually go through the process that you realise how much rigour there is.
So for someone sitting an exam online, one of yours, what happens? What's that like?
So first of all, you get enrolled in the particular test. So you're given visibility of the fact that it will be taking place online. And there's certain rules around that in terms of you need a working webcam, just a standard piece of kit to take the exam. Now, typically we go through an initial test with them well before exam day, where we would do things like check their webcam, and this is all automated, check their webcam is working, check their internet speed, check that their microphone isn't broken or turned off.
The webcam is so your invigilators can actually see them while they're sitting the exam to make sure they're not cheating. And cheating might be having another device, having all of their notes beside them.
Yeah.
How do you know they're not looking at notes that are just off camera?
Yeah, so there's a number of different ways. Firstly, we have options around a second camera. So your mobile phone can be configured as a second camera, and that can be put at an angle, effectively a perpendicular angle, out to the side. So that allows us to view you from two different angles. So we're about, you know, the webcam is about a foot away from your face, so we can see eye movements, and we would have different technologies at play there to track your movement, different behavioural patterns, things like that. And then the second camera is seeing the whole examination area. So if you're using resources that you shouldn't be, it's very visible.
A secret third device or something like that, a tablet, the other camera would spot that.
Yeah.
You must have come across all kinds of elaborate cheating attempts.
Yeah.
What kind of ones have you come across?
Well, I think probably the funniest one was because I should say everything is recorded as well. So it can be viewed in the case of it's an issue or anything like that. So
it's really not worth cheating.
No,
in one of
it's
these
not.
Examples.
Yeah, we will catch you, you know. And so there was an instance where a particular candidate was taking an exam, and clearly there was a head visible down at the desk area, and somebody you could hear whispering, you know, the video was obviously sent to the examining body. But the invigilators are trained to challenge. So if they see something and they see you looking to the right or they see something suspicious, they'll say, you know, hello, John, can you please, I see you looking to the right. What are you looking at? Can you pan the camera there? So, you know, we challenge. And the invigilator immediately
challenged.
And who's
that challenged. In the room?
Get who's that? Oh, no, there's nobody here. Yes, there is. I can see a head clearly there, and there's somebody, there's whispering. Oh, no, there's nobody here. There's definitely nobody here. So after a couple of minutes of this challenging, and, you know, I will not be allowed, the exam cannot proceed. Eventually, this lady stands up and says, I am so sorry. I'm his wife. And he said to me, I had to help him, but I'm not helping him anymore. This is disgusting. And she walked off.
I was just following orders.
Yeah.
What about toilet breaks? I mean, that was a big thing about exams, where you'd have to get permission to leave the room. You'd be escorted by an invigilator out to the bathrooms. People used to try and have secret notes and all kinds of things. What happens if you're in your own home?
Yeah, so it would be something similar in that it depends on the length of the exam. So obviously a short exam, you would just say no. Where you can leave the room or leave the environment. And after that, then there's a couple of different mechanisms that you can use. So essentially, because you're doing your exam online as opposed to on paper, our software is tracking every single answer, the rate that they're answering the questions, when they answer the questions, all of that is recorded. So you can do two things. You can either break your paper into two, so you'll have it in sections, and you can see all the first questions in the first section, and then have a break and go for your toilet break or your comfort break, as we like to call it. And then you come back in, you can't access those previous questions, and you start on the second section. So that's a very popular method because essentially they can't impact the answers they've already read and they haven't seen the ones they're about to
So it has
address.
To be a comfort break and not a hidden notes break or
yeah,
anything like
exactly.
that. How do you, Sheena, make money? How do you charge? Is it per person, per exam? You have ongoing clients. How does the business work?
Yeah, absolutely. So we would have what we would call a test license. And that test license is one candidate taking one exam. And if it's for invigilation, it's per hour as well. So, you know, obviously there's a different rate if it's 3 hours versus 2 hours or whatever the exam might be. So we charge the membership body who are typically applying an exam fee to their candidates. And that's the way it works. So we're a sort of a small portion of that overall cost for the candidate.
And as long as they're happy, you can get the recurring business, as you know, those bodies and those organisations,
yeah, exactly.
And you can build on it. And one other thing about it, Luella, there's a lot of talk about AI and the role that AI is playing already in student work, in schools, in, you know, people using it to cheat, people using it to enhance. In your examination system, it's all sort of predicated on the idea that this is an exam where you cannot use your notes. You're not allowed to do that. There are other kinds of exams where people could have access to notes because it's a slightly more analytical or creative process. I'm just thinking, do you envisage in the future that education and exams as well will move more in that direction, where people will say, you don't have to learn all of those facts by rote. You can have access to them.
Yeah, I think education is moving in that direction. I think there'll always, it'll be a long time before there isn't a place for a summative test at the end of learning, because it's so entrenched in how we get qualifications. I think what we are seeing in the industry is a move towards more modular approach to examinations, where you have, instead of having, say, if you're taking an exam that covers four areas, instead of having one big exam at the end of it, they will look to break that down into four individual exams. And then, you know, at the end of the first semester, you have the first exam. At the end of the second semester, second exam. So you're not left with this huge piece of learning and to do and learning by rote at the end of the exam. Now, I think thankfully, software like ours enables that, because when you think of if you have to bring people to a test centre, the logistics around that are massive. So that is the reason why we have these massive exams like the Leaving Cert, because you just couldn't run the Leaving Cert every month. It would be impossible. But as the move accelerates into the online world of assessment, that kind of breakdown will be a lot more straightforward, because you're only using software as opposed to people and test centres.
So you've both already grown the business quite substantially, and you have international clients and everything. Was there business in the family background, Sheena, for you?
For me, yes, absolutely. My grandfather had his own business, set up his own business, and my father and uncle also had their own businesses. So it was very much part of growing up that it was, I guess, normalised that you might have your own business.
And career-wise, you actually started in publishing.
Yes, that's right. So I did business studies at college and went to try and find my way in publishing. But I kind of accidentally got into the IT side of things and absolutely loved it and was drawn in, and then became a programmer and then moved to more the business side of the technical business of it.
And yeah. Luella, what about your family? Was there business in the background?
I think on both sides, my grandparents had businesses, yeah. And so there was always an ethos of, go and do it yourselves. My parents were very, very encouraging. So there was just myself and my sister, and they were always like, the world is your oyster. You can go out there and do whatever you want.
But you were very interested in tech from an early age.
Yeah.
Not a lot of women where, or even are, relatively speaking, although it's improving.
Yeah, and I think I was always interested in gadgets. You know, if there was a gadget to do something, I'd always want it and have to play with it and stuff. So I think, you know, when I was growing up, we didn't have mobile phones at that stage, and there was no personal computers or anything like that. But the first one started to come in, like, you know, the Commodore 64s, those early kind of gaming consoles. And I remember getting one of those.
That didn't involve Lionel Richie, by the way.
No Commodores. Yeah.
And where did the idea for the business come from?
Well, both Sheena and I have been in the educational technology business for a long time. And I was working for a particular organization, and they had a big enterprise piece of software. And a very small part of that was quiz software. They had just a little quiz feature. And so some of our customers used to use this just to do surveys and that type of thing. And one day a customer in the UK rang me and she said, Luella, is there a way to run that quiz over Skype? Because we want to make sure that the person doesn't cheat. And I can still remember...
You were taking the quiz very seriously, weren't
you? Yeah. I don't know what it was for, but I can still remember where I was when I took that call, and a light bulb just went on in my head of, oh my goodness, this is, you know, we have the holy learning thing. We have virtual learning, we have virtual classrooms, you know, immersive learning. But you still have to come to an exam hall to take the exam. And imagine if you could do the exam online. And that was where the idea came from. I thought, this is a really interesting idea. And then I got talking to Sheena, and, you know, that was it.
How you knew each other from college days, was it?
Yeah, so we were in Trinity together back in the day and used to play a lot of hockey together on College Park. We've known each other a very long time.
You're still playing at a very high level, Sheena, I believe.
Yes, so still they have this amazing program called Masters Hockey, which is international hockey for older people. And it goes by every 5 years of age group from the 35 up. And I think Ireland now on the ladies' side has an over 60s team. I think the men have an over 75s team. It's really quite special.
And one of the things that strikes me about the business was when you latched onto the idea, you were looking abroad for clients and for business quite early on. Did you have the intention that we want to scale this up, we want it to be of a certain size quite quickly?
Oh yeah, there was right from the get-go, it was laser focus on growth, and our target market was UK professional bodies.
So you started with the UK?
Absolutely, yes. Yeah.
So you were really thinking big from day one. Yes. A lot of people would say, oh, we'll start in Ireland, see what contracts we can get and then see what happens.
Yeah, no. No, it was very much UK awarding bodies, because they are, I guess I had sold into that sector quite a lot previously. So I knew it quite
familiar.
Well. I was familiar, yeah.
What about the future? Where do you go from here?
Yeah. So I think we have really aggressive growth planned for the company, continued growth. We've been, obviously, we've been very successful. And I think the rate of change in the industry is massive. You know, the amount of exams, because when you think about it, it's a relatively new industry, obviously, because previously everything was paper-based. So there weren't systems there. It's not a saturated market with loads and loads of systems. So that move across from paper-based is still happening, where organisations are embracing the
online
side.
So will you pick, Sheena, particular countries?
Yeah, so we've obviously been very focused on the UK and then more latterly in Ireland as well. We have a lot of business in Europe too. But one of the things that we haven't looked at yet is the US. And obviously that's a huge homogenous market.
Are there a few very big players in there already?
There are. There are a lot of international players like who would have a big range of test centres around the world, and they kind of rest on their laurels. We don't think their software is particularly good.
Yeah, but they might, if you're right about that, they might just come along with a big checkbook and decide that they want to buy you out. Is that something you've thought about?
Well, obviously, we're always open to offers, as every business person is. But we have a real pride in what we've done. We love the fact that we're a young Irish company. And at the moment, we just want to go and keep on growing that business.
So you have your eyes on the US. That would be a huge market.
Yeah.
Well, the very best of luck with it. Luella Morton and Sheena Bailey of TestReach, thank you very much for joining us on the programme.